This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Tropical Storm Irene, Hurricane Sandy, the Blizzard of 78. There are a handful of storms that New Englanders will never forget, but none compared to the hurricane of 1938, a storm that made landfall on Long Island and then carved an unprecedented path of destruction up through Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Hundreds of people were killed, and damages were in what would now be the billions of dollars. But what really took the brunt of the storm were New England forests. Stephen Long is founder and former editor of Northern Woodlands magazine, and he's out with a new book called 38, The Hurricane That Transformed New England. And he's joining us now from the studios at Dartmouth. Stephen, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you so much.
Stephen, how strong by today's standards was the hurricane of 38?
Well, we've never seen anything like it. I mean, we have had hurricanes that have come up into this area, but by the time they've reached here, they've lost all of their wind. So we had tremendous flooding from Irene. It was really a terrible, terrible storm, particularly in Vermont. But it was all rain. It was a slow-moving storm that dumped a whole bunch of rain. 38 was a hurricane that came up on a northern path all the way into New Hampshire and Vermont and brought 100-mile-an-hour winds to this area. I mean, we've never seen 100-mile-an-hour winds. And that followed a weather system that had been here for a week or so, and it had dumped 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of rain. So totally unrelated to the hurricane, there was flooding conditions already on the ground. And so if the hurricane had never come through, the event would have been known as the flood of 1938. But 100-mile-an-hour winds is unprecedented.
Well, today we have inventories, we have modeling that shows us, at least to some degree, what kind of damage a big storm could do if it hit us. But back in 1938, New Englanders had no concept of what a powerful storm could do. What did that mean and how it all played out?
Now, you know, when the late summer, early fall comes around, we're all sort of watching the weather channel. If we hear that there's a storm coming, a hurricane coming, we prepare for it. But the 38 hurricane was absolutely a stunning event that no one had the slightest idea was even a possibility. There had been a generation or two had gone by since the last hurricane hit New England. And so the Boston Globe, the next morning after the hurricane hit, called it New England's first hurricane. Now, that's amazing to us to think that there could have been a time when we were not aware that hurricanes could hit here. But and I'm talking about not just up here, but down on the coast. The coast had not experienced a hurricane for about 60 or 70 years.
So they had no record. The cost to infrastructure was then about $300 million, $5 billion in today's money. How much damage did New Hampshire's forests endure?
New Hampshire's forests were particularly hard hit. Out of the 2.6 billion board feet that went down, a great percentage of it was in New Hampshire. New Hampshire was in a particularly vulnerable situation right then because it had a lot of white pine throughout the state, and white pine was particularly vulnerable. It was tall enough at that time. The economy, we were in the midst of the Depression. The 20s weren't any kinder to the forest-based economy. And so trees had considerable time to grow, and they were tall, and they went down everywhere the wind blew. What happened, interestingly enough, was this hurricane, this tremendous devastation, actually ended up breathing new life into the forest products industry.
Yeah, I'd love to know more about that. But first, just want to picture, you say 2.6 billion board feet of wood. Now, what does that look like?
Sure. If you've been out on an interstate behind a log truck, you're following 6,000 board feet. And so if you make almost 500,000 of those trucks, picture that, and that's what blew down.
You also point out that it would take New England's biggest sawmill operating today 29 years to process that much lumber.
That's right.
So if you're taking a walk in a New Hampshire forest today, can you see the remnants of the 38 hurricane in the landscape?
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's signs of it everywhere. The most obvious sign would be what's called pit and mound topography. And what that is when a tree blows over, its roots rip out of the ground the soil and the rocks, and it creates a hole. And then over time, as the wood of the root system disintegrates, it creates a mound. And so if you see a preponderance of this pit and mound topography, you can pretty much guarantee that it was the hurricane. And one way of being absolutely certain is to look at the direction. So if you stand in the pit and look out over the mound, you should be looking somewhere to the north or northwest. And in that case, that means that the wind was behind you, south or southeast, and that was the wind that did all the damage.
We're talking about the devastating hurricane that hit New England in 1938 and felled 2.6 billion board feet of timber, an awful lot, by the way, and caused approximately $5 billion of today's dollars in damage. Stephen Long is with us. He's the author of 38. How did the felling of all this lumber reverberate throughout the New England economy at the time? Like, who suffered from that? Who benefited from all of this wood?
Well, it was an unprecedented amount of wood on the ground. Throughout New England, it represented five times the amount of the annual harvest. Without any action taken by the government, people would have really been in a terrible bind because there's this glut of wood on the ground. And people who had counted on this as their savings bank were in great jeopardy. So what happened was the U.S. Forest Service and the WPA and CCC came in as part of the Northeast Timber Salvage Administration. The government set up a program, A, to clean up the brush because people were really—
Right, the real danger of forest fires.
Very, very frightened about forest fires. And B, set up a system by which they would buy delivered wood, delivered logs. And then by doing that, there was a need for sawmills to saw the wood into lumber. There was a need for loggers to bring the wood to the mills. And so it was actually quite a boon to people in a situation where there was great, great possibility for what would have been a total loss.
So sawmills were set up everywhere. And this is thanks to the federal government in this case, you know, part of Roosevelt's alphabet soup, as they call it, all of these federal agencies that came together. What do you think the response would be today if a hurricane of that magnitude struck New England? How would things be different? How would it manifest today?
Well, things would be terribly different for a number of reasons. One, there's almost twice the number of people living in the stricken area as there were. There was about 9 million people in the area. Now there's 17 million. So many, many more people would be affected. There's the forests themselves are more mature. There, more area is covered with forest, particularly in Vermont. Vermont was at that time probably 45% forested. Now it's 80%. New Hampshire's 80-85%. So there would be more mature trees ready to blow down. There's so much more infrastructure in place. All the roads, everything would be covered just like it was back then. But there would be much less likelihood that the federal government would step in the way that they did at the time. Another sort of a similarity to that time is that the forest products industry at this time is they're probably harvesting the same amount of wood they were 10 or 15 years ago, but that's being done by fewer people. So the companies are larger and there are fewer loggers out there doing this work. So if you have this time around, instead of 30,000 landowners in jeopardy, this time around you have more like 100,000. There aren't 100,000 loggers, and they're just not going to appear in time to get this done. So it'll probably be more of a situation where people are having to pay to have this work done. No one's going to be made whole unless they already have a good relationship with a logger who can get to their land and take care of it.
Decimated forests, new federal programs, sawmills all over the countryside, all in the Depression era, and this is pre-World War II America. What do you think, Stephen Long, the legacy of the 38 hurricane was on the character of New England and its citizens?
Well, the way that people came together in a private-public partnership, I think, was quite a rallying event for people. So they turned devastation into a success story in a lot of ways. I think that people ended up feeling like they'd turned lemons into lemonade and had survived something totally unprecedented.
Stephen Long, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you so much.
Stephen Long, he's founder and former editor of Northern Woodlands Magazine. His book is called 38, The Hurricane That Transformed New England.